Welcome to Black Ass News. This is your Black Ass News host, Tanisha Mercer. Walmart, I know y'all didn't. I know y'all didn't roll out a Juneteenth ice cream featuring red velvet cake and cheesecake and thought that Black folks would be jumping up and down over this mess. I know you didn't. I just know you didn't. I know that you've got some Black ass people at the Walmart table who told you this would not be a good idea. Where is Keisha? Okay, where is Malik? Where are the Black ass people that would tell you that this is not what you want? I should be disappointed, but I'm not surprised too much, y'all. Juneteenth just became a federal holiday like 1 year ago. The name is already trademarked. If you look at the ice cream, which I must update you, in the past few days, Walmart decided to pull the product. But I'm not giving them no cookies for doing what they should have never done in the first place. Our enslaved ancestors' pain is not marketable. It's not on the table. Juneteenth ice cream is not progress, y'all. The holiday Juneteenth is being marketed like crazy. Even the Dollar Tree has got cups and plateware, as well as Walmart too, and napkins and things like that. They could not wait to market this holiday. The ancestors are not pleased. They are not happy with this. I don't see any other somber holidays marketed this way. I don't see no Holocaust ice cream. I don't see no Holocaust cupcakes. I don't see any of that. It is a somber celebration in remembrance of those lost. And this is what, if anybody gets to determine who needs to celebrate the holiday and what it should be us. And all I'm saying is this is nowhere near appropriate. Now, the good thing about this, if there is a good thing, is that Creamalicious, which is a Black-owned ice cream brand owned by a sis, she is blowing up in Walmart, Target, Kroger, and other places where her ice cream is sold. She is one of the few Black woman-owned ice cream manufacturers here in the U.S. to be sold at a large retail chain. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so glad for her blowing up. That is the one bright spot of all of this, the one bright spot. I didn't realize her brand was Black-owned. I had never even seen or heard of it before. But look at God. Look at Black Jesus. So listen, if y'all do decide to celebrate Juneteenth, my Black ass people, please, and there are definitely people who do celebrate it, please make sure you buy your Juneteenth merchandise from a Black ass retailer. Please buy it, Black people. Okay, buy it from Black people. I'm glad that Walmart learned a lesson. We stuck together on this one and we were not having the shenanigans. Stay tuned to Black Ass News for the latest in comedy, pop culture, and celebrity news. Don't forget the Black Ass News Facebook page, also at Black Ass News Comedy on IG. And please share the Black Ass News podcast to all of your little friends. Stay Black, y'all.